Well, I think what the most important part of the process is about is not the past, but the future, which is preventing the United States from having an election that is adulterated, as this one quite clearly was. Even if you believe that that the case has been overstated for political reasons, if you think that, in fact, the level of Russian involvement may not have risen to the collusion that some people imagine, the reality is, as the most dedicated members of our intelligence community have attested, Russia really did interfere in this election. There's just no question about that. But the more pressing issue is, are we prepared to defend against further interference? Because if you listen to members of the Trump administration itself, they will say, we have not taken the kinds of steps that will be required to defend our election infrastructure from a similar attack. Jeff Sessions, Attorney General, testified to that effect in front of Congress not long ago, where he was asked, have we protected ourselves against a further incursion, efforts to try to undermine American confidence in the outcome of the vote? And he said, no, we haven't taken enough steps. So that, whether or not you think that the 2016 election was should be the focus of front page coverage every day, I think everybody would agree that just as we would take steps to defend ourselves against an attack from any other country, we should be talking in a serious way about the steps we're taking to protect ourselves against an attack in the 2018 and 2020 elections.